Good morning, church, and happy Sabbath. I'm really happy to be here in this church this morning and praise God and worshiping God together with you. So before I enter the main text this morning, please allow me to quickly introduce myself, as some people might not know me. I'm Yui, and I'm currently studying theology at Nebo College. And fortunately, I have been placed in this church as a student missionary since last September. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank all of the church members that I felt really warm welcome from the first day that I came here, and all the support that you've given to me. And I'm really blessed to have an opportunity to be part of this church community. So this is my first time preaching in English, and I have a quite interesting accent from Japan, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will walk through me and deliver the message. So this morning, I'd like to explore one passage with you, which I read in the scripture reading. So let me have a short word of prayer before I open the Bible. Dear God, thank you for this blessed morning and blessed Sabbath. As I open the Bible and read your word, please guide us and please give your wisdom so that we can understand your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So let's read once again Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. So Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So last April, I had a chance to visit some people with Pastor Bernie, and we joined the hospital in A&E, so accident and emergency queue. And that was my first time going to the UK hospital, and I was really shocked with what I saw in there. So lots and lots of people were waiting for the treatment, and a woman in one corner was screaming with the pain, and the boy just queuing behind, he threw up on the floor. So nurses and volunteer staff, they were running around, but it was obvious that they needed more help to help the people who were sick. So that was such a painful situation that I saw in there. So this was the situation happening in the medical field. However, Jesus pointed out that the same thing is happening in the spiritual field as well. So Matthew wrote in chapter 9 that when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then after that, he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." One Bible commentary suggested that Jesus is adapting in here a well-known proverb from the time of Jesus, which is, "The day is short and the task is great, and the laborers are idle and the wages is abundant, and the master of the house is urgent." And Jesus also suggested in the next verse saying, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." So here I had a question. So why do we need to ask God for more workers? The answer is simple, that because the harvest is plentiful. Like, there were lots of people waiting for the physical treatment in the hospital. In the same way, lots of people are waiting for the physical, spiritual treatment and care in this world. Then this will be the main question for today. How can we be the workers of God? So how can we be the workers of God? So I believe that there is a secret of evangelism hidden in this passage, Matthew chapter 9. So I hope that we can unlock the secret together by digging into this passage in this morning. So to begin with, let's think about what the harvest means in here. So Jesus is using the metaphor in this passage. So the harvest means the harvest of people. But what kind of people is he talking about? So in verse 36 it says, Jesus saw the people who were harassed and helpless. So here Jesus is seeing through the bigger problem than what the crowds see as their problem. So people were struggling with their physical problems, such as their limp arms, bleeding bodies, blind eyes, and so on. However, Jesus saw their spiritual issues. So in that time, Jesus was spending days and months with the crowds. So people followed him, followed Jesus everywhere. So if Jesus goes to one town, everyone followed. They came together with Jesus. And Jesus goes to the temple, then everyone followed as well. And if Jesus tried to cross the lake with a small boat, people wanted to follow him with a boat or foot along the lake shore. People have never heard such an authoritative message as Christ spoke. So they have never seen the marvelous work that Jesus did, like healing people. So Jesus saw that people were hungry and crying out for the truth, and they needed spiritual help. They didn't have the spiritual leader who could teach the truth and guide them. Yes, there were Pharisees, priests who were so-called as spiritual leader, but they burdened people with the laws and restrictions. So they were interested in their positions and fame more than people's salvation. And in this verse, Jesus also used another metaphor and explains them as like sheep without a shepherd. So do you know what happens to the sheep if they lose their shepherds? So sheep are a vulnerable being and they can't live without people. For example, they can't shave by themselves. So once they fall, that means they cannot get up by themselves because of the weight of their wool. Moreover, if they are attacked by the wolves, that means there is no chance of survival as they don't have any weapons to fight against, such as sharp fangs, strong venom, or quick feet. So once they lost their shepherds, that means they couldn't live by themselves. And Jesus found that the people and sheep are the same. The crowds lost their spiritual shepherd, and they were spiritually wounded and controlled by the sin. So the harvest means to harvest the people who are separated from God and lost their track. Then why do we ask God for workers? As I said, because the harvest is plentiful. But why God? Why not a priest or pastors or even you? So the reason why we ask for God is because God is the Lord of harvest. Verse 38 mentions that it is his harvest field, not mine or yours, but it's God's harvest field. So please imagine that God is the farmer of the field. So the farmer has to know all the conditions of crops, and he knows when to plant, when to water. And if you want to know about the harvest timing, it is the best to ask the farmer, as the farmer knows what is the best for the field. That means he also knows who is the best for the workers. So in the same way, God remembers all the people and knows the best for the people. And it's God who chooses the workers and gives them the mission works. So we should always remember that it is God, not us, who can change people's hearts, but He walks through us. So God knows much better about the harvest and workers than us. So that's why it's God that we should ask for more workers. So then, returning to the main question, so how can we be the workers of God? How can we be chosen and engage with God's harvest as a worker? So in this passage, Jesus shows the example and the guidance of harvesting people. Luke records in his writing the same Jesus is saying, workers are few, but the harvest is plenty. But Luke included this in the event of preparing disciples to go to the towns and villages as missionaries. So Jesus teaches here the secret of evangelism. So let me explain 2 points that Jesus is teaching in here. So firstly, verse 35 records that Jesus went through all the town and villages, teaching their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. And the next verse also shows that Jesus had a compassion for the crowds. Dr. Paul Brown, he had been treating people with the leprosy for many years. He said that, I sometimes wonder why Jesus often touched the sick and healed them. Many of the people who had leprosy didn't look clean. It was obvious from their looks that they were sick and they were unhygienic and they must have smelled bad as well. With Jesus' power, he could have healed them as quickly, as easily as possible, as if he did by magic. But he did not choose to do this. The main thing in Jesus' ministry was not a crusade against the sick, but rather the ministry to the individual person. He dealt with each of these people individually. He treated them and himself as one with love and care. Jesus knew that love usually involves touching, and that he could not hastily demonstrate love to the crowd. So Jesus' ministry came from his love for people. The work of evangelism is not possible without love. Ellen G. White mentioned in the Ministry of Healing that Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. He showed his sympathy for them, ministered to their needs, and won their confidence. Then he bade them, follow me. So Jesus didn't just teach with authority, but with action and compassion. So this word compassion is translated as spragnizomai in the Greek word. So this implicates the meaning of gut-wrenching, heartbreaking feelings that are much more intense than ordinary emotions. So this compassionate feeling arises when the two passions of Jesus, which is righteous indignation and sympathy, is going to merge. So if we desire to reach out to the people, it is necessary to have the same love and compassionate feeling as Jesus had, and anger towards evil and sorrow for those who are separated from God. And the second point that Jesus is talking about in verse 38 is that when Jesus said to ask the Lord to send out the workers into his harvest field, the word sent out has a strong meaning to it. So the common verb in Greek for sending out is apostel. So when Jesus sent out the disciples to the villages and towns, the verb apostel was used. However, in this specific passage, Jesus used a more radical verb, which is ekbar. This means to throw out, to cast out. So it was used when Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple and when Jesus cast out demons. So what Jesus is asking you to do here is to ask the Lord of the harvest to throw out the workers, cast out the workers into the harvest. It's not a flimsy prayer, but a radical prayer. And moreover, if you want to be a part of God's work in the harvest, you must be the one who will be thrown out into the harvest field first. So we can earnestly pray and ask God to throw out and cast out us into a mission field. So I came to this country 3 years ago from Japan to study theology. However, it was not what I planned in the beginning. So I was planning to go to the US and do the theology course in there. Actually, many Japanese people go to the US, they choose to go to the US as the place to study abroad. So there were already some people that I knew in there. So that was kind of one reason that I wanted to go. However, when I was in high school, I joined the international exchanging program between my high school and Stumble Park School, which is in Watford. And for the first time I came to this country in 4 years ago, then my whole plan changed. I was always interested in music, but as a hobby. However, I met one teacher in the Stumble School who introduced me as a new path, new future that includes the ministry using both theology and music. Then I decided to come to this country and learn both music and theology. So that was my first experience of ekbar. So it was the experience that I was thrown out of my comfort zone, from my comfort zone, and facing the new challenges, such as language barrier, cultural differences. However, every path that I took, I felt that God is with me and guiding me. And now I believe that coming to this country and training myself to be God's worker was God's plan for me. So being compassionate and asking God to be thrown out into the harvest field is the key to engaging God's mission. However, God cannot choose you unless you are willing to follow Jesus' example. So Jesus was the one first to have compassion towards people, and he was also the one who also threw himself out from heaven to the world for our harvest. So if we open our hearts and are willing to follow Jesus, God's work will be maximized through us. So it may not happen overnight that we can know Jesus' love and compassion towards people. Actually, it might be impossible that to have the same feeling as Jesus had, as we are human, as we have sinned. However, if we always look up to Jesus and follow Christ in our relationships with people, God can walk through us and he will show his love towards people through us. So we know that the harvest is plentiful. So please imagine that the vast field of ripe crops are ready to be harvested, stretching as far as your eye can see. However, there are only few workers scattered in the field. The world population had reached the 8 billion in 2022, but the Adventist represents less than 0.3% of the global population. So much more people than we imagine are waiting for the Bible's truth and spiritual care. So let's ask the Lord of the harvest to send out the workers and to make us the workers by following Jesus' example. So we ourselves may not be sufficient enough to reach out to people. However, God promised that He will be always with us. And God is the only one who can show us that true love and care. So I pray this morning that we all can open our hearts and accept God to walk through us.